And we're back to What Happened to Us with Nate, Sam, and Hugh. Got Nate here right now. Sam will or will not pop in at some point, and we'll do our typical filler in what's going on.
Christ is risen.
Oh, but I thought it was Trans Day of Visibility.
That too.
That was kind of
That was a talking point. They've got nothing. They land on the weirdest things. The trans Day of Visibility was on the 31st. It's been the 31st since 2009.
Yep.
That's internationally, like, it's been kind of like a known holiday here since like 2017, I think.
I thought it was 15,
Was it 15?
I think so, but either way.
So, and Easter, famously, different day every year, different date, and to the point where I'm sure there's a rhyme or reason to it, kind of the same way that...
it wasn't written down back in the day, and that's why it's fluctuating.
Well, it was written down with a weird calendar, a different calendar.
Well, I'll put it like this. I have the calendar up to 2099 of... I'm looking at it right now, of Easter. What day Easter falls on. And the variety of days, essentially, the earliest being around March 27th, March 26th in 2084 is the earliest. And then going all the way to like April 23rd.
It's all over the place. I can never keep track of when it is. Sometimes occasionally it's during spring break. Occasionally it's not. But yeah, no, they decided to. So they know the people, all the people on the right, like Mike Johnson and all of them. Trump doesn't, you know, all those folks, it was like a coordinated, okay, this is what we're going to complain about today.
Oh, absolutely.
And
because how dare they have a day on the 31st of March? It's been around for a bit, and it's only been on the 31st, I think.
Yeah,
looks like it's going to be four times in the next 70 years, 73.
President Biden did do an announcement earlier this week, but it was an announcement he's made every year for the last three, four years, where he said, I am honored to declare March 31st, you know, but of course because their followers are just going to believe him.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, next year it, falls on Hitler's birthday, Easter falls on Hitler's birthday. So I don't know if they're going, you know, and that seems like some of those folks on the right might be celebrating that one.
Just a few.
And the funniest thing about it is that, you know, they tried to go all high and literally high and mighty, by saying, no, this is Easter. I can't believe you're declaring it another day. This is the most religious day of the year. And then Trump goes on an absolute heater. Oh, no, not what's the opposite of a heater, but he, I think somebody counted, he posted a true social over 100 times yesterday.
Holy.
Lot of them were reposts and things, but one of them, he did his typical,
I guess,
you know, that he's done in the past, the Happy Easter except to all the haters thing,
right?
Where he just started ranting against all these people, and it's like, I guess he's not following the high holy day, huh? The one that really bothered people, and understandably, is the Caitlyn Jenner.
That's an interesting one, yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner, who, she has an interesting relationship with the transgender community.
It's not the best, is it?
They loathe her.
Yeah, that's not...
Because she is transgender herself, but does not seem to have any love or respect for the transgender community at large. Like, shows no support at all. It's interesting. It's strange. She posted yesterday saying how, not criminal, but just how awful it was that it'd be Trans Visibility Day on the holiest of days, Easter. And then people, you know, as usual, found receipts where just 5 or 6 years ago, she tweeted about how important Trans Visibility Day is. And she posted photos with like a group of friends talking about how important the day was for her and for other members of the transgender community. And it's like, oh, okay. So when it doesn't fall on Easter, you're good with it, but it just so happens to fall on Easter. So it's a sin. It's a crime. And it's like, but yeah, she really, the transgender, well, the gay community at large, not a fan of Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't think her kids are big fans of her.
Oh,
at times.
No. She, I think, if last I heard, she still has somewhat, I don't know about her birth daughters, like Kylie and Kendall. I know Kylie has like an, you know, kind of a hit or miss relationship. Don't know anything about Kendall. As well as my understanding, she does not speak to her sons, Brody Jenner and Brandon Jenner, and I think there's a third one. For the longest time, Kim was the one she was close to, but even Kim has separated herself from her.
Which is funny, seeing who she was married to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and now Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom have their own podcast that I don't know if it's started yet, but it's starting soon, which is interesting because those are two exes of the Kardashian family. You know, Lamar and Khloe and Caitlyn and Chris. And it's a sports podcast. And it, cleverly, it's called Keeping Up With Sports. Get it? See a play on Keeping Up With the Kardashians.
Yep.
But it's supposed to be a sports-only podcast. Like their first guest is Sugar Ray Leonard.
Okay.
And they're like diving into like deeper sports-related things. But one of their other announced guests is Amber Rose. Who is, Kanye's ex. Can be controversial from time to time. No connection to sports whatsoever.
Zero.
As far as I know. So now people are like, oh, maybe they are going to delve into other things. And it seems like the first thought people had was, oh, I bet Kris Jenner's behind this. Because if there's money to be made, Kris Jenner will be behind it. But then people realize that, oh, she doesn't have a relationship with either of them. So they might go rogue. And Chris might be concerned about what they're going to talk about because they know where the bodies are buried in that family.
And I have a feeling there are quite a few bodies.
Yeah. But that being said, Lamar seems to have a better relationship with the family again. Like he had obviously a huge falling out when he divorced Khloe amid all his struggles. But like Khloe, when he was at his worst and whenever he's relapsed and everything, it seems like Khloe's always been there to help him.
Right.
You know, say what you will about the Kardashians, Khloe does seem like a genuinely good person.
Seems
the way she supports like her exes, like Lamar, and then Tristan Thompson, who she's been with more recently.
That's an interesting one.
They've had a very up and down relationship because he keeps cheating on her.
Yes.
His mother died recently and Khloe like flew to Toronto for the funeral. It just seems like she's a more caring person than the rest of the family. So I don't know. So maybe Lamar will feel obligated to not trash the family, but the family's probably like, ooh, I wonder what they're going to say. So that's going on. So yeah, I honestly forgot it was Easter, to be honest with you. I'm sitting at if you notice, a different background right now. I'm dog and cat sitting, three cats and a dog.
Always
not a cat. Well, two things. The dog is a Labrador pup.
Oh,
not he's three, but so not.
Still you know, it's always puppy weird. Energy.
Yeah, puppy energy, but it's I don't know the exact definition of when you're no longer a puppy in the same way that I have no concept of when toddler age starts and ends. Not a clue. None.
About five, I think.
That's how that's when it ends is five?
Yeah, I think so.
And then it starts like within a few months, right? Like don't you go straight from newborn to toddler? Infant to toddler. I mean, this is something Sam or anybody listening that's had a child could answer. I don't know the answer to that. But that's neither here nor there. But in terms of a dog, yeah, labs have a lot of energy. Pups have a lot of energy. This dog has been following me around for 4 days. It always at my feet, wants to play all the time. Not a cat person because I'm allergic. But I don't mind these cats. As long as I don't pet them, I'm good. They can run around and do their thing. I just get, if I pet them, touch my eyes, that kind of thing.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to like anaphylactic shock, but you know, I mean, I get super eyes watery, sneeze, that whole thing. It's never fun. But these cats, they kind of cats are so damn easy.
We have three cats here.
You're not a cat.
Oh, I love cats.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
It's a love hate for cats. You know, I grew up with cats. We didn't get dogs until later on, and it's not that I don't like dogs. It's just dogs are a little bit. I put it like this. Cats are like teenagers, and dogs are like true, like, children. It doesn't matter what age they are. They constantly need
attention.
They're better than children. They won't kill themselves if left alone, but they'll destroy things in the process. Yeah. So,
Like, I can't leave a room without making sure. I mean, I was told this by the owner to make sure there's no food near, because it's a lab.
Yeah, it'll get there.
Like, that, make sure not to keep food close to the edges of the counter, because he will get up there and get it. But the cats, yeah, and they're outdoor cats. They're outdoor slash indoor cats.
Right. Yeah.
Which, you know, they just go on their own. When the day I got here on Friday, none of the three, I couldn't find the three cats, any of them. And I knew, so I was like, oh, maybe. You know, the owner told me that he lets them out, and sometimes they don't even come back till nighttime. So I'm like, oh, maybe they're out.
Yeah.
And then the day's going on and on. I don't see them. I'm looking out the door being like, where the fuck are these cats? They're coming back, right? I'm thinking, oh, God, my first day here, and I lost all three of them. One finally shows up. One, this 16-year-old tomcat staring at the door. I'm like, okay, good. We got one in. And then the other two, one's a black cat. So they actually gave me a warning that the guy said, make sure the black cat gets in before dark, because you will never find that cat, for obvious reasons. So that cat doesn't show up. The third one is actually a feral cat that they rescued. So it's never quite been re-domesticated.
Right.
So it kind of does its own thing. Neither of the, like, it's getting to 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it's dark, they have not shown up. And I'm like, shit, I've lost these cats. They're just not going to come back. And then out of nowhere, the black cat and the feral cat just pop up inside. They've been inside all day. Yeah. Didn't see them. Had no idea. No clue.
Cats are very good at hiding.
Yeah. They popped up to eat their food and then disappeared. They need no supervision. They need no attention. They need nothing. So I guess if you're a fan and you can pet them, which I cannot, I totally get the cat thing. They're so easy.
There are two people in this household that are allergic to them, but one cannot not pet them, like, and stick her face into said cats.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've just like, okay, it's just more like, I don't like enjoy cleaning out litter. It's just not fun.
That I haven't, no, but they have like this is a big house. That's the other problem. Very big house. So that was another reason that I was like, well, they could be here somewhere, but I have no idea. Black cats also, you know, can hide very easily.
All cats can hide really well.
But they have four or five litter boxes around the house. So I haven't even really had to. The owner even said, he's like, you really don't even need to clean them. We have so many of them. So it's one crazy dog that follows me everywhere, and then three cats that could not be easier.
Yeah.
But it's still, I'm losing my mind. I have not slept in days. I'm slowly descending into madness.
Oh, so you're good, in other words, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We talked about this before, and it's not particularly interesting, but I noticed it yesterday. Like, now that I can keep track of my sleep cycles when I'm asleep, just because the Fitbit,
right?
Now it's sort of become a weird obsession where, like, one of the first things I do when I wake up is check the night's sleep, because time means nothing anymore. You could sleep for 8 hours, and
it's a bad sleep.
Yeah, it's a bad sleep. So yesterday I woke up and just felt like shit. Looked at the time, looked at this Fitbit, and it said that I slept for 8 hours, which I'm like, 8 hours? Good Lord, in my 20s, into my 30s? That's two nights sleep.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is it told me, and I have no idea how this is possible, you know, you have the three stages of sleep. One is REM sleep, where you dream. It told me in 8 hours of sleep, I only had 5 minutes of REM sleep, which is ridiculous. And it was especially ridiculous because I woke up remembering dreams, and that's when you dream, is the REM sleep. But only 5 minutes out of 8 hours. And I can honestly say yesterday was the most tired I've ever been in my life. Like, because the REM sleep actually helps your memory. It helps regenerate your memory. So right. without that, you can't think straight. I could not remember a single thing yesterday.
Ruh-roh.
It's bizarre. It's just bizarre. So, you know, sleep cycles matter. I only got 4 hours last night, yet I feel better.
I need to charge up my watch because it does the same thing as yours. Like it does like the charting of my sleep, and I'm just like, I need to get back on that one.
They say it's remarkably accurate, despite the fact that it really only does it from pulse.
Yeah.
But it can figure out like the way your rate lowers, raises. It can figure out sleep. It's very exact. And I even Googled. I was like, how accurate could this possibly be? And evidently, according to the World Wide Web, which we all know is extremely accurate, Fitbits are actually very good about telling you those other two stages. Very good. Better than the Apple Watch. I'm like, okay, so I'll believe it. But it's a weird obsession to have now, being upset because
Let's be honest, Nate. You've been obsessed over the Fitbit since you got one.
I get obsessed with the steps, the mileage.
Yeah.
I've rotated too. In the beginning, it was steps. Then, get to 10,000 steps, which is pretty easy. I mean, well, it's not easy if you're not moving, but it's like 4.5-5 miles. Then it became getting obsessed with the miles.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became obsessed with getting the calories that are burned throughout the day. And now it's obsessed with the sleep. So yeah, this is the best and worst thing that's ever happened to me. But I tend to, I guess, have an obsessive personality. But at the same time, I don't know what you can do to control. I've yet to find an answer to that. Like, you can control when you go to sleep and relatively when you wake up because you can kind of stay in bed. I don't know. Like, if you're sleeping for 8 hours, I don't know how you get 5 minutes of sleep, of one type of sleep, and how you improve that. Not a clue.
I think Sam would disagree with you heavily with everything that's going on in her life.
Probably
small child and a child in general. They don't let you sleep. They don't.
Oh no, 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 no. I understand.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
I know that people have it far worse, yeah. Far, far worse. But yeah. So I'm a bit of a mess. I haven't really been following much in the well. I've been trying not to, at least with politics. I have noticed because it's the default. As we discussed before, your default Twitter setting is to go straight to the For You tab instead of the following. Old following tab. Yeah. I have noticed, I guess because I got super into it a few weeks ago, not into it, but I guess I was searching enough that now my to For You tab is still entirely Kate Middleton conspiracies.
Mm.
I thought we were behind that. I thought that was behind us. We're like, okay, she did a video. She's sick. We should probably let it go. We should probably respect her privacy. We're not going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. But you'd like to think we were going to do that.
Right.
Nope. My timeline yesterday was all continued conspiracy theories. Now they're picking apart the video of her announcing her cancer, trying to pick apart the movement of the stripes of her sweat. I mean, people go down these insane rabbit holes. I don't even know anymore. Because of course people were saying that, why didn't she show up on Easter? Why? Cause it's a big royal family thing to do the Easter.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of the chapel at Windsor is. I think it's St. George. But it's a big deal. So Prince Charles showing up was a big deal. Cause he's not been seen in public since the cancer diagnosis.
Right.
But no William, no kids, no Kate. So of course people are like, "Well, I guess it's
conspiracy
time.
I
guess we're back to the conspiracies," which is awesome. It's unfortunate that the only people from the royal family who showed up were the Charles and his siblings, which one of those siblings very problematic, and he seemed to be front and center yesterday. Front and center with Fergie. I didn't realize that Fergie was still in the picture.
No, she's
they're
not.
Divorced.
Yeah.
They're divorced, but they still live in the same house.
Oh.
Like Fergie still lives with Prince Andrew, which is that's an interesting setup. But Fergie was there. But yeah, of course, because Kate and William not, they're gonna keep this the conspiracy mill is gonna keep churning. Which great. Awesome. I don't know what now. If she pops, if she could pop up every day and they'll find something, because they are, people are convinced that cancer announcement was AI. Which this is the world we live in.
You said St. George's Chapel, right?
I think that's what it was.
It's
a chapel on the Windsor grounds.
Yes, it is. St. George's Chapel is what it's called. So just to appease one listener that we got that information correct, we know which one that is, and I will receive a text message about the misinformation that we have given about said royal
family. Speaking about it, just change the subject completely.
That's fine.
I saw somebody, there's like this little joke. It's like an extra finger thing that you can, like a novelty thing that you put on your hand, and you almost wear it like a ring, but another finger comes out from it. So it looks like you have a sixth finger.
Right.
But the reason that people are doing it is that so you can fool people into thinking your photo is AI, because the AI, for whatever reason, AI, and I've yet to hear somebody who's knowledgeable about it explain to me why it is that AI cannot figure out hands and cannot figure out teeth. Like, those are the two telltale signs of when a picture is AI, is the hands are always fucked up. That's why the Mother's Day photo that Kate posted, people knew something was weird immediately because Princess Charlotte's hand was screwed up.
Yeah.
It turned out that was a Photoshop fail. But for whatever reason, AI can't figure out the hand. So this novelty extra finger is so people can be like, is that AI? Why is that hand messed up? And I was like, oh, that's a fun way to mess with people.
There was something that popped up where I was just like, the hands are the hardest things to draw. That's what I was thinking initially.
Is that, okay.
Yeah, it's notoriously like artists like struggle with hands the most. Therefore, the Simpsons only have like three fingers.
That's why what?
The Simpsons have like...
I was just about to say that, because I remember Matt Groening said it was easier and faster to just give them the three fingers, or four, technically it's four fingers if you count the thumb. Yeah, I saw that.
not an artist myself. You know, it's, we have to, well, we got, I guess we should do a little, Louis Gossett Jr. passed over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bit sad.
Rest in power, Chappie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did not realize he was still with us.
Fair enough.
So I feel like we were not responsible for that one.
We're not responsible because we never brought him up. But, you know, it's funny. One of my favorite movies of his is Digstown. And I can't watch Digstown because of another performer in it who did a great job in that role. But he's just a horrible human.
I'm trying to remember who was in Digstown.
James Woods.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes. I forgot about that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's... It, you know, it's hard to separate art from artists. So I honestly can't say there are really any James Woods movies I can't live without. I mean, he's been in some good ones, and I used to find him pretty entertaining.
He was entertaining. He was actually oddly good comedic timing for him, you know, and you wouldn't see it coming.
I always enjoyed it. It was one of his out of character movies. Him and Michael J. Fox called The Hard Way.
Yes.
Where I believe that, if I can recall, the plot was that Michael J. Fox played an actor who was shadowing a cop, mm-hmm. because the actor was going to play a cop. Like Michael J. Fox was supposed to be an action star shadowing James Woods, who was a real cop. And it was out of character for Michael J. Fox, because he's not generally an action star. I mean, I don't think anybody would consider Back to the Future an action movie. I suppose you could. But it was out of character. Like there have been three movies that I can think of that Michael J. Fox were just, he was outside his comfort zone.
Right.
There was that one. There was Casualties of War, the Vietnam movie he did with Sean Penn, which was very out of character for him. And then the third one, he did a really dark drama called Bright Lights, Big City.
Yes.
Where he was playing a real person. Who was like just a hardcore drug addict in the 80s. And that was very out of character because it was
Was it?
Well, it was out of character for him in that it wasn't comedic. It wasn't like everything he does has some sort of lightheartedness. But that one did not. So yeah, but yeah, James Woods. I forgot about Digstown.
No. But... Okay, kiddo, what's going on? Can you come back in a little bit? I'm recording right now. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, here. Okay, hold on. You go. You keep going. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to keep saying, but Hugh just left the room, and
I see that
he's
well done.
I've got cats and puppies running around. Hugh has young girls.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was worded poorly. A child. Not Hugh doesn't have young young girls roaming around. A child. He has a child roaming around.
Soon to be stepchildren. Hey,
you know what? That could be a fun bit. Remember how our in the early days of what happened to us? Remember when Jenna showing up, your old roommate Jenna,
yes,
showing up mid recording was like the fun bit we would always do.
Coming out of course, her room out of nowhere.
Of course, the girls being on spring break probably means that this is not going to be a regular occurrence.
No, this is today was supposed to be the day that it's going to be the day they were going to Joshua Tree. So, And I was like, oh, okay, I could sneak in a recording. No one's going to come bother me. And then you saw me kind of like start darting my head because I'm hearing things and outside. I'm like, I heard these click, clack, click. I'm like, why am I hearing clacking in the background? And I'm like, she's in her roller skates. So PJs and roller skates. And
there you go. She's living the dream.
She is today.
What? So they're not going to Joshua Tree?
They are going to be going to Joshua Tree just a little bit later than expected. So I'm assuming they're going to leave around 11 now. So
I have only been to Joshua Tree one time with Sam.
Oh, there you go.
When we were in college, we got ticketed for setting up a camp in an undesignated area.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, because we showed up really late at night on a Friday, and it was hard to see the camp zones.
Right.
It was the life. It was a beautiful place.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Esther and I went there for our first non-date. Not date at all. We went as friends way back when.
Oh, okay.
Went there. Yeah, had a good time. I don't know. We've been back, yes. Been back one time. We need to go back again, just ourselves. It's a fun place to go. Just to be in nature. It is beautiful. So you just got to hit the right time where it's not super hot or super cold.
Seems like this time of year is kind of good for
it's
that.
It's
going to
be a
bit
chilly. It's going to be in like the low 60s today. But
rough. That's
and
rough.
As we talk weather, you know.
Hey, you got to squeeze in weather somehow. Are you guys doing you know, the kids are still doing the April Fools, right? Are they cuz we were recording a little bit earlier this week. Today is April Fools Day.
It is, yes. They have not done one yet.
That's something adults. I'm not very trustworthy of adults who pull pranks on other adults.
Yes.
Kids. Okay, kids are fair game. I like to mess around with kids. Kids messing around with each other. That seems fair
that's
game.
That's fine.
But yeah, adult and you know businesses doing it because that's still a thing.
That's
especially
okay.
Especially in the era of social media.
Yes.
And especially the businesses that like roll out ahead of time these new products and things that turn out to be April Fool's jokes. I'm still not entirely sure about this 7-Eleven one.
The seltzer water?
Yeah, the hot dog flavored Big Bite inspired seltzer water. Because people just saw that in a you know, 7-Eleven said they were releasing for a limited time only a sparkling beverage that's flavored like the hot dog water of a Big Bite. And people, of course, just immediately said, April Fool's joke. But it was almost too too obvious. So I was like, it seems just too over the, you know, too on the nose to be April Fool's. And then an influencer, I can't recall the name of the account. It was Food Something, like not Food God, but Food Something, did a post of them trying it.
Yeah.
Like had the can, drank it, said it was disgusting. Which made me think, okay, are they going really deep into this prank? Like that the influencer's been roped into it? But now I'm just very curious because, you know, that would be an awesome prank is that it's not a prank. Like the April Fool's joke would be that this is, in fact, not an April Fool's joke.
Because,
I mean, I have no interest in hot dog flavored water.
No, why would you have said
sparkling at that? Sounds gross.
Not not the best. I don't know why. I don't like a soda water has become like a thing that is next level. Like it's everywhere. Like everyone makes a soda water. It's like the hard seltzer. Like everyone, yeah. So it's like, oh, we can make money on this. Let's do it. It's like, okay, let's just stop. I'm like, and now you read the reports, which I've now dived way too deep into. The seltzer waters that will kill you from the chemicals that are put in it. So there are things where I'm like, oh, I don't want to drink that one. And
can you think of one off the top of your head?
What's the topical? Is that the Mexican one? What am I thinking of?
I have no idea. I'm not.
La Croix is not, or La Croix, or whatever you want to call it, is another one where you're like, it's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
I
don't drink any of them. I just don't particularly care for. I like soda, but for whatever reason.
Topo Chico, that's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, I've heard of that. Sure. I've just never cared for like LaCroix or any sparkling waters. I know they're generally speaking healthier than, well, obviously healthier than sodas. I'm on a kick where I only drink the zero calorie sodas because I just like those more now. Still have way more chemicals. Well, I don't know about way more if you're talking about toxic chemicals in these drinks, but I just have never cared for the taste of a spark. Back when I drank, great mixer. Like the Trader Joe's does their own brand sparkling water. Like they did I think it was like berry flavored or something. That was a great mixer for vodka.
Right.
But on their own, never cared for it. So these, you know, so I don't think I'd want to try a hot dog flavored one anyway. But I have not noticed. I've been busy this weekend. If any other companies have been going for it, it'd be delightful if this Trump thing ended up to be a giant April Fool's joke. I don't feel like that's the case. Alas. I can't believe it's April already, to be honest with you.
Wild. At this point, we do have a, there has been some movement on some trials, like with the Cheeto,
but
I just haven't been. Here's some news today. DJT Trading has lost 23% of its value since becoming public.
Oh, is that the True Social?
Yeah, thing? This past week, yes, that was a.
Oh yeah, that. I mean, IPOs are always wild to me because it seems like they're so overinflated. Sometimes they do work out. Like, you know, when Facebook went public and Zuckerberg made like $40 billion in a day, that one seems to have stuck. But there are other IPOs that are so inflated. People kept saying when this Trump was, I didn't know what the parent company is, like what the True Social was. People kept saying, oh yeah, it's going to go public and Trump's going to make $8 billion in one day. And then all of a sudden,
people make $7 billion in one day.
Yeah, but then people realize totally inflated numbers. He's destroying his own brand. Why on earth? There's no profit to be made. In his own, I mean, there's money to be made in Twitter, despite the fact that Elon Musk is doing his damn best to make it valueless.
Right.
True Social never got to that level because nobody moved. The only people that moved to True Social with Trump were his MAGA folks, and like no legit journalists, no legit companies are doing business. You know, he was getting MyPillow guy and stuff like that. But so the ad revenue is nothing. There's no reason that this going public should make money for any investors. So I think investors very quickly realize that and are dumping it. And maybe that was Trump's goal all along, was to
get stuck in while with
super hot.
He can't trade. He can't sell that stock for a year at least.
Ah, so
he. And once he sells it, it's going to bottom out to, you know, because he's got 60% of the stock.
Yeah,
or the that's... preferred stock, I not common stock, whatever. And it's just like, if the value keeps going down, he's going to have less and less money. So everyone can see what this is, what this move is, because you don't buy a company and value it at, I don't remember how many billion dollars it was, but not that it's just valued at that. It only made a profit of maybe, it brought in $3 million. It's not even a profit. It's been hemorrhaging money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think they're down $49 million or something like that. It's just, don't quote me on this, folks. It's just, it was some things that I heard recently. Oh, that did not go well today for Newport. As I'm trying to find information, all this stuff. Newport lost 4-0 to Reading. Or it was a Reading? It was someone.
It's unfortunate.
No, it was Crawley. Crawley Town. Yeah. So we have any weather warnings that we need to be worried about for you over there?
Yeah, we've got some potential tornadoes this afternoon. That's why we had to record slightly early, because I was afraid that one of the dogs and or cats would get blown away.
Mm.
That's always, or power lost, one of those many things.
And if it's gone, it might not come back in time either. So
no, that's usually the case. So we'll see how this goes. It's looking ominous outside, that's for sure. But you know, we'll see. If this is the last time we speak, then it's been real. It's been fun.
Always a pleasant time. Yeah. If that's the case, no, I'm sure you'll be fine in that big house. I'm sure there's a cellar that you can hide in.
There is. That's where the two of the three cats that I never see. I believe that's where they hide out is down there. But yeah, you know, tornadoes not different than earthquakes. Well, I mean, obviously different than earthquakes, but the preparedness for both is different. I mean, you can't really prepare for an earthquake. I still don't believe earthquake weather is a thing when people say, "Oh, this is earthquake weather." I've just never really noticed that to be true. But tornado weather, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's super creepy. If you've never been in a tornado, it gets super very warm and humid, seemingly out of nowhere, even on a day that is unusually normal, even on a day that might normally be humid. It seems like it's more, but the sky turns green. And of course, you have no. I don't know which is worse. Like, which would you prefer in terms of a massive earthquake or a massive tornado? Obviously, you don't want both. But in terms of, is it better to have no warning and then like an earthquake and then it's over in 10, 15 seconds, or a major tornado that you have hours notice for, but you don't know exactly where it's going to land? You don't know. I mean, you know, tornadoes have a much narrower path. So a tornado could literally land 100 feet from your house and move the other way.
Hmm.
You know, anybody who's seen the movie Twister knows this. Or the new movie Twisters, which I have no interest in seeing. No Bill Paxton, no thank you.
but it's got Glenn Powell.
Yeah, okay. I'm down with Glenn Powell. But I don't know which is worse, the knowing it's coming, and then here, I don't know if you've ever heard a tornado alarm, but it's
yes, I think we've all heard it. It's the same as
ominous sound.
It's the same as the what is it? Bomb testing, isn't it? It's the air horn.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and it's all, you know, it's all over the city. You can hear them. It's ominous.
Hmm.
You know, we would do, you know, because an earthquake. Earthquake, they say, you know, although they've changed it over the years. It used to be get under a table, but then they were like, "Ooh, that's not always a great idea because the table could collapse." Then I remember for a while it was getting a doorway, because that's a very strong, you know, the walls don't tend to collapse around doorways. But it has to be fast, because, you know, even a long earthquake is over 10 seconds, but like under 15.
Yeah.
But a tornado, obviously, hours, and we would do the drills when you're young. You go down to the basement, you crouch down, you put like your hands over your neck and bend over, and it's, you know, it's a scary thing to prepare for. But yeah, I don't know which is worse. It's kind of the same thing with, you know, would you rather lose a parent or, you know, somebody who's older to a long illness where you know the end is coming? Or would you rather lose a loved one suddenly where you don't have, where, you know, you're not, it's not some ongoing, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose them. It's like, oh my God, they're gone. You know, I don't know, neither is good, but, but you know, which is better?
Oh,
I don't know. Neither is, you know, I don't know. Cause at least with a long illness, you can say goodbye, but you also are, you're like,
a lot of responsibility and a lot of,
and this is getting harder and harder. Yeah. You're like, okay, the end is coming sooner and sooner. This is going to get harder and harder. But obviously if somebody dies suddenly, they're gone. You never got to say goodbye. So I don't, they're both hard.
I got a taste of both. So it's kind of like, when you phase that, like, you know, when my dad, it was like he had dementia, mm-hmm. then it was going to be a long, because he was fairly yeah. healthy. And then of course he had his aneurysm, which kind of like he had a, yeah. So that's to fill anyone in who hasn't figured out that those things have happened. So it happened very suddenly. So the long goodbye wasn't as long. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like this, there was a mixed emotion towards that thing. So it was very, it still would have been nice to have him around, but, you know, at the same point in time, I didn't want, you know, when he stops recognizing, when people stop recognizing you, it's yeah. very difficult.
That's an especially, like, yeah. dementia, Alzheimer's, especially hard because you're, yeah. you lose them while they're still
there
with you. You know? Yeah. They're still alive. Then, you know, I mean, that's, yeah.
I was, because it only happened like the last time I saw my dad where he didn't recognize me. And it was when we were having a fight about something because he didn't recognize me. I didn't realize he didn't know who I was. So we were just being stubborn asses to one of each other. Like it was actually quite funny looking back at it. Like the fight was just ridiculous. We were driving back from his house and dropping off from my mom's, and we were joking about this thing, or not joking. He wanted to go home and we were just at his home. And he didn't recognize that he was at his home. This was a thing that was going on at this point in time. But, you know, I was getting frustrated with him, which, you know, it's after a week of, you know, stuff going on back and forth. We had good days. We had bad days. And I was like, if you tell me what time it is on your watch, we can go. And I, knowing that my dad couldn't recognize or read a clock at that point in time, very... a bit dickish on my part. I'm not going to lie. That was it. Mm. And he was like, he just flashed his watch to me. And he's like, it's this fucking time. And I was like,
no, that was some levity. You know, that's interesting. I mean, obviously I know the brain. I mean, I know that that's, I have family members, several in fact, who are dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, and I know the clock thing is like, that's a test that yeah. they give you. You know, there's the test that Trump always brags about passing, which is so weird that he keeps bragging about the cognitive test. They only do that when you have brain damage. Like, that is not a test.
They're making sure that you can function.
Yeah, like the elephant, you know, the four things. But I was unaware of this until I had family going through it, that the clock thing, like they'll tell you different, you know, they'll show you drawings of different times. Like it just never occurred to me that that is such a, you know, indicator of where your brain's at, as opposed to just remembering other things. That's interesting though.
But it was always funny with him is like, he couldn't recognize you in face sometimes, but he, like, you're on the phone with him, he would know. Like my mom would go through this. Like, it just, he could, there was, this is fun times during pandemic when first happened. Like he couldn't recognize who my mom was, and they had been together since they were 15 and 17 on and off here and there. And so that's, you know, that's crazy. That was a odd conversation to have. It's like, who is this woman? Like, that is your wife. It's not like he was kind of stuck in an era of like the early aughts, I think, is where his brain was at, somewhere around, like, you know, it's just weird. So,
yeah,
you know, life goes on. We live. So, you know, that's part of all the
on a slightly lighter note. There was a post recently in, page six. It was on page six, about talking about how the Cheesecake Factory is the new in place for celebrity, which is cracking me up. It's this the writer of this article was being very assholey about it, like talking down about the Cheesecake Factory.
As one would.
But at the same time, just like saying that it's the new in New York, like Carbone is a big time restaurant, or here, in LA, like a Giorgio Baldi, saying that, you know, it's the new in place, and started going through this list of all the celebrities that have been going to the Cheesecake Factory lately. And I respect the hell out of it. I'm team Cheesecake all the way. Evidently Kanye is a huge fan.
Yeah, I saw that.
He keeps showing up. He's been at the Grove one like 3 times in the last week. Kathy Hilton, the mother of Paris, goes once a week to the one in Beverly Hills.
Okay,
Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. She said that one of her favorite date spots is when somebody takes, because she's not married, when somebody takes her on a date. This is why I love Hoda. Her 3 places she likes to be taken the most on a date are Cheesecake Factory, Outback, and Chili's. Hmm. I respect the hell out of that. And then it's just become a big thing online, because it was always sort of a running comment. You know, people, it just becomes one of these threads that goes viral where somebody asks a question and then, you know, thousands of people respond to it, and then it gets reposted. Where I think somebody started it with, if somebody takes you on a date to the Cheesecake Factory, is that a deal breaker for like on a first date to the Cheesecake Factory? So of course that became a big thing, but now it's just, which, I mean, I don't, why would that be a deal breaker?
Because it's a corporate restaurant. That's probably why, or they.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I mean, I guess it's more romantic to go to like a, you know, a nice, like a, not a mom, not necessarily mom and pop, but just like a single location restaurant. But I mean, cheesecake is free. There's something.
I'm actually thinking about it. I'm like, you know, for a first date, it's reasonably priced. It's not overly priced. It's, you know, it's getting more expensive now, but, you know.
I kind of rotate. My parents love cheesecake. They love Maggiano's. And so do that carry out sometimes, do it DoorDash sometimes. Those two are getting absurdly expensive. Entrees at Maggiano's are like over 30 now. It's Maggiano's. Let's calm down. Let's calm down with that, okay?
I don't know why, like, it's not inflation anymore. It's just like, let's get as much money as we can.
It was never inflation. The businesses were always hiding behind inflation, saying this is why we have to raise our prices. And then they kind of, with the, you know, interest rates and whatnot, sort of got the Fed sort of got the inflation under control, and the businesses are still raising their prices. So it's just them being greedy. Yeah. And now, you're in California. You're getting that new soup. It's not super high, but the higher minimum wage for like fast food workers and such. And of course, even though we have proof in the past that businesses can raise the salaries of their employees without raising prices, and still be very successful. Of course, now businesses are going to lie and say we have, like, McDonald's is going to lie and say they have to raise the prices because the minimum wage went up, when they don't.
No.
But they're going to say they do, and they're going to hide behind it. So maybe Cheesecake is doing that. I don't know. But
who knows at this point? So it's just like everyone's like, oh, it's like, I remember having this conversation with the conservative, being like, we were at a meeting at Starbucks. And he was like, we were talking about the prices of Starbucks. I'm like, this is corporate greed at its finest. And he was like, no, this is supply chain. This is a whole Biden thing. I'm like, no, it's not. At this point, I'm like, you can say it is. But if they're reporting record profits, that's not inflation. Because I'm like, if it was inflation, they should be doing just the same. So, and see, like, that's the whole thing.
Gas
has nothing to do with the president.
Nope.
And unfortunately, nope, people think otherwise, and this is why it's you could blame the Cheeto for stopping the production of oil during the pandemic, because the prices were going down per gallon and no one was making money, and he said, let's just stop production. So it's, you know, once again, that might be, but there was a moment where I was like, oh, this is where gas should be. And seeing that we're the number one producer of oil in the world, and we export over 50% of it. Yes, folks, that is a thing. Mm-hmm. And we import the majority of our oil from Canada. Just so you know, and I don't know if NAFTA is still a thing anymore, but
no, Trump
renegotiated it.
Still no, but it's still. I mean, it's still NAFTA. I mean, it's not called NAFTA anymore, but it's still the principle of NAFTA.
Uh-huh.
They just remarketed it, I suppose, if that's not the proper word necessarily.
Rebranded. But basically,
rebranded, that's a better word, to the point where now they call it something different and Trump took credit for it, even though it's the same thing with the damn Space Force.
Mm.
Space Force always existed. It was just part of the Air Force.
Yeah.
It was Air Force Command. So now they rebranded it Space Force, and now Trump thinks he can take credit for, I think, is this the sixth armed force or fifth? I always get them confused. I think it's the sixth if you count, because Coast Guard's the fifth. But yeah, anyway, it's just something he'll take credit for, even though it already existed.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, but hell, the all this pandemic stuff was insane. Like, what? There never was a toilet paper shortage. It was like a self-fulfilled prophecy where we were told there was a going to be a toilet paper shortage, so everybody hoarded the toilet paper, which caused the shelves to be empty, but there was never a shortage of it. It was always, we were convinced there was a shortage of it. You know, big toilet paper made us think that there was, so we just kept buying it and buying it, buying it. There was never a shortage. It was just ridiculous. And now you have people that I'm sure still have absurd stockpiles of toilet paper in their house because they never went through it all.
If they have girls, I don't think that's the case.
I'm sure you'll go through it eventually.
No. I'm being dead serious. That thing probably lasted. Like, for those who went nuts, I'm like, if they have girls, it's gone. It's all gone. Within you and I, had we gone that nuts, we'd have that toilet paper for the next 10 years. But I'm learning. Toilet paper just goes away. And I'm like, how? We do a Costco run every so often. I'm like, how are we out? And I'm like, children, they just fly through toilet paper somehow.
Speaking of, like, that's how you know the inflation and such. It's like Costco's been very good about not really raising their prices, right?
Well, the owner made a big deal about not raising the prices on the food. Like,
yeah,
the hot dogs,
like,
and things like that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. The CEO, yeah, made a point of the single most profitable thing at, or single highest selling thing, not high, most profitable, the highest selling item at Costco is the hot dog. Yeah. at the food stand, at the concessions stand.
Yeah,
and it famously is, I believe last I checked it in LA, cause I used to go to the one all the time up in Valley Village. It was $1.63 for a quarter pound hot dog and a fountain drink. Yeah. A bottomless fountain drink.
Yeah.
They just gave you the cup. And the CEO said that he'd been told for years, if we can make more money if we just raise this price. And he refused. He's like, that is the one thing, we will not raise the price. It has been that price for decades. And I respect the hell out of that. I have not had one of those in some time, just because Costco's here are not, they're a bit, they're not as common.
Mm. Do you have Sam Goody?
Sam Goody's Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, that's what.
Which is owned by the Waltons, Walmart, like Sam Walton, you know. So Walmart and Sam's Club are the same owners.
Mm.
But yeah, that was a solid meal for me back in like my 20s for $1.63, getting this big ass hot dog and a drink. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But I just didn't know if the cost of other things in the store had been going up, because it seems like Costco is the type of place that is not trying to screw
it's up a bit. There's no getting around it. The costs have gone up a bit, but it's not like, it just depends on what you're trying to buy there, I'm guessing. It's been a bit since I've been a month or two, but I'm like, I never used to shop there. That's more of a recent thing for me. So I don't
never needed it when you're living alone. You didn't need that giant tub of mayonnaise.
Nope. Don't need that tub of mayonnaise now either, it turns out. Mayo is a
bad
thing.
You don't need that 1,000-pill version, you know, that bottle of Advil with 1,000 pills. You probably didn't need that.
I need that now.
Oh, now you do. Now you need it for the joint pains and such.
Yeah.
But you probably didn't need that in your 20s.
Nah. The getting older thing is, it's getting real now. I just, you know, I have an 8-year-old who's like, let's play. And I'm like, oh, sweet mother of God. And so you hit the trampoline and I'm like, things hurt. My heel in one of my feet is just constantly just in pain. And I'm like, don't know what that is. Like, go to the doctor. I'm like, it'll go away. Just put a bag of like frozen peas on it. So
walk it off. Yeah.
Walk it off. The fun. And that, Nate, is what we're going to end this show on. Being old. It's no hip replacements, that's for sure.
True.
So, okay. Oh, okay. Well, I guess Sam was a bit busy. I feel bad.
A different day, a little early. That's totally understandable.
It is what it is. And if she has one on spring break as well, it's like, you know, Godspeed.
I feel like she...
might have been last week, too.
I feel like she said it already was, although... Who knows when the LMU UCLA, those probably were a bit earlier.
I don't know when UCLA is. Is it? I don't know. It's March.
I don't know.
Usually.
I honestly don't know. And I don't know if that, you know, I know Rezzy, if she had a spring break, would go along with Josh's schedule. But I don't know about Kira's school. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like all schools are in cahoots. So I have no idea.